So I'll as Dr. Sasserman winds up the clock, yes. Past 30, back to 10.
Back to 10.
Because, you know.
His PhD won't
wait, okay,
I just wanted
precise.
To say very quickly that we made a lot of huge announcements on the PDC website this week.
Huge.
Huge. Tons of new keynote speakers. Mm-hmm. Announcements about some really cool things that we're giving away, like the hard drive and things that are going on that hard drive.
That hard drive is hot. If you haven't watched the video with the hard drive in it, you should, just because it's a hot looking drive.
We've announced that we're giving out Windows 7 bits for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So you've got to go to the PDC to get them. Pre-beta.
I guess I'm going.
Yes, we have Symposia, which we'll talk about later, and just all sorts of new content. So you got to go up to the site, read it, and then just pull the trigger and register.
Yep.
What are you waiting
17
for?
17 new Windows 7 sessions went out this morning for a total of 21. Well, 22 if you count the Surface
Windows 7 sessions.
That's also tagged.
Plus the six symposium sessions.
Plus six symposium sessions. Well, we've leading in already.
Which we're
going
to get to in a minute, but first we have to do Hard Hat.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned two people. So Hard Hat Challenge number 6 was solved by Roger Wilson from Sweden. Say hello to the Swansons for me. Great job, Roger. And then number 5, the one prior to that, which was the audio file. Remember the seeds? The carrot seeds that everyone wondered about? That was a tricky one. If I'm saying the name right, Fridjon, F-R-I-D-J-O-N, from Iceland, solved that one. Great job. Shirts are actually being shipped now, so...
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Bring on the next one.
We've got a new one, so let's get the hat on here. And I still have yet to put the straps in here. So here, I will allow our esteemed cameraman to zoom in on this particular challenge, which I call In-Machine Game. And you'll have to figure out what this means and post your answer in the forum. The first correct answer will get one of those limited edition internal only PDC 2008 super special black, how many more words can I put in, t-shirts. You can't get them anywhere else. They're hot.
They're hot.
They're very hot.
Thank you, Paris.
So that's our challenge for this week.
So with that, Michael Sasserman, we call Misha, and his wife does.
Yep.
So his heart really is with Mix09, but he's doing a few things on PDC this year.
No, it's all about PDC.
Yeah, I love it.
What are you doing?
I'm doing symposium. I'm running symposium, and as you just mentioned, we announced the symposium today.
What's a symposia? A symposium?
What
is it?
I thought you already knew.
I have no idea.
Oh, damn, let me try to figure it out, fill you in.
Help me out.
Symposia is, at the last day of PDC, we have 3 sessions in a row that are interrelated, group back-to-back, where what we try to do is go into a lot more depth and detail for a particular topic that we cover in PDC.
Such as?
Such as, we're actually doing 2 symposium this year, one covering software plus services, of course, since we're covering that everywhere else in PDC, so we'll just add to it, and parallel computing, which also is prevalent in throughout PDC. And both of those they're picked for a particular reason, is if you look at what's happening in the industry, we're going through some dramatic changes now. We're going through dramatic changes with S+S and with services. There's a lot of emphasis now on cloud-based computing and how you actually use that. And then in addition to that, the client itself is changing with multi-core and the proliferation of multiple core and parallel processing. There's increasingly more processing power on the computer. And what do you do with both of those? What do you do with this much more powerful computer that's sitting on your desktop and then with this much more powerful computing power that's available in the cloud, and how do you bring all those together?
Wow.
And we'll try to do that with the 2 symposium.
So the way this works is that you go to a keynote and you get like a 100-level overview, and then throughout
lots
the week...
Lots of slides with layer cake diagrams.
Exactly. And then throughout the week, you'll go to individual sessions on certain features or technologies. And then on the last day, you'll go to a symposia, and for 3 sessions in a row, you kind of get the context like as part of one big narrative.
Yeah,
but this
down.
Is all new content in the symposia.
Completely new, and really try to extend what we covered throughout PDC. Taking the Software Plus Services Symposium, you'll learn a lot in the throughout PDC about the various different offerings we have, what you can do with those offerings. But when you sit down and build a piece of software, what do you actually do to incorporate these? What do you do with your local on-premise software? How much of that is used? How much do you rely on cloud-based? How do you bring both those together? And how do you use the various slices of choices that you're going to hear all throughout PDC? So we're going to try to cover that in one symposium, is when you're sitting down and trying to build, here's the various issues you're going to have to address and the trade-offs you can make and how you kind of incorporate that whole spectrum from on-premise software to cloud-based software.
That's a lot of guidance and best practice kind of information.
A lot and a lot of detail, a lot of depth, very architectural based, and a lot more detail, exactly like you said. There's not a lot of detail that can be covered in keynotes. There's more detail that can be covered in sessions, but really about specific topics. What we try to do with the three sessions that are related within the symposium is go into a lot of depth across that whole capability.
And thread it all together as one big story.
Thread it all together.
The other thing that's unique about symposia is that this is where you'll hear from a few third parties at PDC.
You'll also hear from, yes, we'll also have some third parties. For example, in the parallel computing symposium, it really is, it's not just about the software, it's about how the software and the dev tools come together with the hardware capability. So you'll hear from Intel that is working on building out the hardware and some of their tools, how that works with us, how these strategies come together. At one part, for one of the sessions at in the Parallel Computing Symposium, we're going to have basically a panel where we bring together a set of experts and have that discussion from various different perspectives, from Microsoft perspective, from an Intel hardware perspective, from more of a startup perspective. What does all this mean, and what do you have to start addressing?
And parallel development, you know, notoriously is just challenging to do. It's not something we do traditionally in the industry, but we're being forced to do it now. So, right, it's a different way of thinking about the problems and splitting them up, splitting up the work, and then, of course, the tooling to actually build the stuff out and test it. There's a lot of challenges there. But I know that the payoff, one that I know personally, is Adobe Photoshop. I'm a big user of that because I do digital photography, or another product called DxO. And I've noticed on the, I got a new 4-core Intel machine, and just the how fast those filters run, taking advantage of the multi-cores is just amazing. So talk about leveraging the power of the client and the local resources. Yeah. These are fantastic examples.
Yeah, and that's just with 2 or 4 or maybe 8-core if you're buying expensive machines. Imagine going up to 16 or 32 or up to 128 cores. What do we do as developers with all that processing power, given that we're struggling now really to use the full power of the computer? And more so than that, how do you actually build software that will work? If you're breaking up all of your processing and running in all these parallel processes, how do you actually do that and keep this thing working in a synchronous fashion? From a dev perspective, that's a nightmare. From a PM perspective, that's very difficult to deploy. And that's really what the we're going to start covering in PDC sessions and the symposium, where how you take all that and really start applying that in a practical fashion to the applications you're going to build.
If you don't go to the PDC, where else would you get this content strung together like this?
See, perfect argument for going to the PDC. It's really tough to get this kind of information other than these conferences where we pull together experts, pull together this kind of content specifically to try to help you learn in a compressed fashion. To try to pull this elsewhere from isolated sources is it's probably available, but much more challenging.
And plus, it's all on the leading edge, right? We talk about strategy and future at PDC, so a lot I know of the symposium depends on some announcements we've made earlier in the week related to tooling and where the industry is heading. So to be able to hear the new things and hear them all stitched together is really super.
And that's one of the reasons we actually have the symposium on the last day. All the announcements at that point are made. We don't have to hold anything back. We can tell you about everything that was announced and released that you may not be able to hear about on the first day. We can actually cover all that and start talking about in detail and really what the practical aspects of it are.
And I think we just published info on these, right?
We just, today we published the 2 symposium with 6 sessions total for those. Those are available on the PDC website.
The abstracts.
Abstracts, the details of the sessions.
Cool.
And it's a great, another great reason to go to PDC.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to, while we're talking about this, mention that if everybody can log in with their credentials on that agenda site and add their favorite sessions to the favorite sessions list, including the new ones that are out there for the symposia, that would help us a lot as far as scheduling is concerned. So we put the right sessions in the right rooms. You know this challenge for Mix.
Yeah.
So we can do capacity planning better, and we can make sure that you're able to actually attend everything you want to attend in person, including the symposium.
As the symposium person, I would extend that. I'd say just assume you're going to go to the symposium since you need that information. Go ahead and click those buttons.
Excellent.
If you haven't signed up for PDC yet or thinking of reasons, go ahead and look at the information that we published today. We're giving you hopefully more and more reasons to make that decision. There are some really amazing stuff we're going to be covering that most people still don't really know about. So with all the teaser stuff we have there available that looks interesting, just imagine what we can tell you about that, what you will hear about that we can't even talk about yet. There's some amazing stuff we're going to be covering, and a good reason to go.